Number 12. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yukta Karma Phalam Taktva. Yukta Karma Phalam Taktva. Shantim Apnomi Apnoti Naiskitim. Shantim Apnoti Naistikim. Ayukta Kama Karena. Ayukta Kama Karena. Fale Sakto Nibadhyate. Fale Sakto Nibadhyate. Yukta Karma Phalam Tyaktva. Shantim Apnoti Nishtikam. Ayukta Karma Karena. Phale Sakto Nibadhyate. Yukta Karma Phalam Tyaktva. Shantim apnoti naistikim. Ayukta karma karena. Phala sakto nibadhyate. Yukta karma phalam taktva. Shantim apnoti naistikim. Ayukta kama karena phale sakto nibadhyate. Yukta karma phalam taktva. Shantim apnoti naistikim. Ayukta kama karena phale sakto nibadhyate. Yukta karma phalam taktva. Shanti mahitnoti naistikim. Ayukta karena phale sakto nibadhyate. Yuktaha. One who's engaged in devotional service. Karma phalam. The results of all activities. Tyaktva, giving up. Shantim, perfect peace. Apnoti, achieves. Naistikim, unflinching. Ayuktaha, one who is not in Krishna consciousness. Kama karena, for enjoying the result of work. Phale, is the result. Saktaha, attached. Nibadhyate, becomes entangled. The steadily devoted soul attains unadulterated peace because he offers the result of all activities to me. Whereas a person who is not in union with the divine, who is greedy for the results of his labor, becomes entangled. Purport. The difference between a person in Krishna consciousness and a person in the bodily consciousness is that the former is attached to Krishna, whereas the latter is attached to the results of his activities. The person who is attached to Krishna and works for him only is certainly a liberated person, and he has no anxiety over the results of his work. In the Bhagavatam, the cause of anxiety over the result of an activity is explained as being one's functioning in the conception of duality, that is, without knowledge of the Absolute Truth. Krishna is the Supreme Absolute Truth, the personality of Godhead. In Krishna consciousness, there's no duality. All that exists is a product of Krishna's energy, and Krishna is all good. Therefore, activities in Krishna consciousness are on the absolute plane. They are transcendental and have no material effect. One is therefore filled with peace in Krishna consciousness. But one who is entangled in profit calculation for sense gratification cannot have that peace. That is the secret of Krishna consciousness, realization that there is no existence besides Krishna is the platform of peace and fearlessness. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalum Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Taraham Bande Shri Gurun Dinatananam Paramananam Arvam Shri Chaitanyeshwaram. So, Krishna in this verse is explaining to Arjuna, is kind of summarizing the previous three or four verses. And he's describing how a person who is Krishna conscious acts. What's the difference between a person that is Krishna conscious and someone that is not Krishna conscious? And the word that Krishna uses is yuktaha and ayuktaha. Yuktaha means someone that's in touch with or hooked up to the Supreme, right? And ayuktaha means that one who doesn't have that connection. So because the person is yuktaha, is Krishna conscious, he's engaged in devotional service. What is devotional service? There's a process to become in touch with the Lord. Everything has a process. The process to become in touch with God is called devotional service. And it's not a matter of somebody's speculation. Devotional service is enunciated, is explained by the acharyas, right? The Mahajans. Mahajena yikata sapanta. That by following the Mahajans, one can practice devotional service. So Prahlad Maharaj explains that there's nine processes of devotional service, and it begins with Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. Chanting about the Lord, hearing about the Lord, and remembering the Lord. This is the beginning of devotional service. So by this hearing, by speaking about the Lord, by hearing about the Lord, one will remember the Lord, and by remembering the Lord, one becomes a Krishna conscious person. What does that mean? Many people think that, you know, a sadhu is someone who lives in the Himalayas and takes a bath in the freezing ice water. That's sadhu. But no. Sadhu means one who's Krishna conscious. Sadhu means one who's fixed in devotional service. This is the meaning of sadhu. Arjun was not living in the Himalayas, right? Arjun wasn't taking a bath in the frozen waters, right? He was a soldier. He was a military man, right? Arjun was a married man. He had a couple of wives and children, right? He had one wife in Manipur also. So he was a householder, right? He wasn't keeping one jetiya or one big dadi. But he's sadhu. Why? Because he was Krishna conscious. He was performing activities for the pleasure of Krishna. In the beginning, he wasn't. In the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna had to convince Arjuna to perform his duty. He had so many reasons not to perform his duty. That my relatives are on the other side, my teachers on the other side. So if I win the kingdom, who will I enjoy the kingdom with? All my relatives will be dead. So that enjoyment element is there. It means sense gratification. So this is, then Krishna convinced him and he decided to perform his duty for what? For the pleasure of Krishna. Right? Without attachment to the results. This is yuktaha karma phalam. Performing activities but not being attached to the result of those activities. Just like people, they go to work, they do their work because they're attached to the result. What is the result of the work? At the end of the month, you get paycheck or salary, right? So for that reason, they're working. They're performing the activities for the salary. And it would appear that also a Krishna conscious person may be working, right? And they're also getting, it's not like at the end of the month they don't take their paycheck, they also take their paycheck. So someone may think, to kya farak hai? The difference is that the Krishna conscious person will engage the fruits of his work not for sense gratification, but the service of Krishna. Right? I'll give you an example. So the non-Krishna conscious, ayuktaha person, they get their paycheck, they go to a restaurant, right? They go to a movie. That's ayuktaha. Krishna conscious person, yuktaha, karma phalam, uses that money for the service of Krishna. It's not like they don't eat. They also eat, but they don't go to a restaurant. Restaurant mein jaate hain. At home they cook, and whatever they cook, they offer it for the pleasure of Krishna, and then they take prasadam. Right? So, on the surface, it looks the same. One got his paycheck, went to the restaurant, one got his paycheck, and bought some sabji and made a, cooked it home. But what's the difference? The difference is that it's offered to Krishna. Right? That simple act, it's not complicated. It's not what they say in America, rocket science. It's not rocket science. Simple thing. You have to eat. We all have senses. They need engagements. So you cook food, offer it to Krishna, and you take that as his prasadam. That keeps one free from the result. Right? In another verse in Bhagavad Gita, it says that by eating food, which is not offered for sacrifice, it's kilbashai. That means you're eating only sin. Sin. So, just, and how is that? Just, well, if you're working in a bank, right? As long as you're counting, you're the cashier in a bank, let's say. The cashier in the bank. And you have the bank's money, and you're counting, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And as long as you remember that this is the bank's money, then no problem. As soon as you think, hey, I'll take some for me, this is my money, right? Then problem? Same thing. Yuktaha. Remembering that everything belongs to Krishna. Nothing belongs to me. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a householder. Right? He had many children. Many children. But what was his mentality? His mentality was, oh Nanda Kishore, this is not my family, this is your family. Simply, I'm your manager. I'm taking care for you. This belongs to you. Right? You see the difference? One person is acting for the pleasure of Krishna, therefore, karma phalang, no attachment. Another person is working, my children, my wife, mera bibi, mera bacha, attachment. In your last life, who was your bibi? Who was your bacha? Right? And next life, you'll have some other bibi, bacha. Right? So which is the real bibi? Which is the real bacha? Last life bacha? Bibi? Next life bacha? This life? This is called illusion. The process to break out of the illusion is given by the acharyas. And that process is, in this age specifically, to chant and hear the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna. So a person who works for the pleasure of the Lord, a person who acts for the offering the result of the activities to the Lord, this is a liberated person. Liberated. And they don't have anxiety. Right? People wrongly think, I'm in anxiety because I don't have more wealth. If I have more wealth, if I win the lottery, then I'll be free from anxiety. So they buy, how much a lottery ticket cost? Good, you don't know. So they buy one lottery ticket, they think, if I win the lottery, I'll get so much money, I'll become free from anxiety. No. When you win the lottery, and you have so much money, all your relatives will come who never cared for you. They never saw your face, but then all will come and create anxiety. Right? The government will take 50% for tax. Anxiety. Right? So many examples of people that won the lottery, and afterwards they asked them, so now, how is your life? Oh no, now my life is miserable. Miserable. So many examples. How to become free from anxiety? The key is here. If you want to become free from anxiety, one has to become Krishna conscious. And what does that mean? It means to work for Krishna. You can also be a devotee and be in anxiety. Just because you put tilak and you keep on kantimala doesn't mean you'll work for Krishna. Right? You can also be thinking mera, mine, mera, 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 like a goat. Mera, mera, mera. They're always a mera. Right? Rather, the Krishna conscious person is always thinking Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna's seva, Krishna's temple. Right? Then we can become free from anxiety. When we find ourselves in anxiety, we get upset. Why? Tell me why. Because we're not thinking Krishna's. We're thinking something else. Right? Whatever it is. As soon as we find ourselves in anxiety. So here Krishna is giving the key. Do works. You perform activities. But perform those activities for the pleasure of me, Krishna says. Do them for me. And then you'll become free from anxiety. As long as you're working for your own aggrandizement or extended aggrandizement, right? For our own senses, mind and senses, anxiety will come. But even if we're working for extended sense gratification, my family, my samaj, society, my friends, right? Neither you'll be satisfied, neither they'll be satisfied. Because it's for sense gratification, it's never enough. Look at Gandhi. Gandhi worked for the whole nation, right? But still his own, countrymen killed him, right? Although he's working for the benefit of the whole nation, he's killed by his own countrymen, right? So it's never enough when it's material. But it's like somebody's working and they have so many zeros. They're working hard, they're working steadily, they're determined. That's like zero, zero, zero. As long as it's for my sense gratification or my extended sense gratification, it's zero. But as soon as you add Krishna, or the number one, if you have so many zeros, it still adds up to zero. But as soon as you add the number one, it becomes 10, 100, 1,000, 1 million, 1 billion, 1 trillion. But until you add that one, it's still zero. Material life is like that. You may think, okay, now I have this item, and when I get that item, then that'll be success. Then I'll be then some other item, right? Why so many cars? When I first came to India, there were only two cars: Ambassador, Padmini. Padmini Ambassador, two cars, right? You had a choice, this one or that. Whether you're the Prime Minister of India or you're a taxi driver in Bombay, Padmini Ambassador. In Bombay they drove Padminis, and in Calcutta they drove Ambassador, right? Now there's so many choices. This car, that car. And people, okay, today I have the, Alto, but tomorrow I'll have the Breeze, and then like that. And what's the business? You should be able to go from Juhu to, Cough Parade. Whether it's Ambassador, Breeze, Alto, you should be able to go from here to there. That's all. But someone thinking he's going to Maker's Chambers in downtown Bombay in a Mercedes, that's very good. Very good. Prabhupada said it's just like thinking you're walking and one person steps in stool. In the village, people pass in the field, right? Right? So they're walking and this man steps in the stool and he looks down, he sees it's dry, and then he thinks, oh, it's okay. Dry stool. Right? Still it's stool. Same way, people are thinking one situation is really good and some situation is not so good. It's like deciding this dry stool and wet stool, Prabhupada said. until they come to the platform of understanding Krishna is God, Krishna is the Supreme, Krishna owns everything, Krishna owns this body. This body belongs to Krishna. This body is meant to be engaged in the service of Krishna. Huh? Then anxiety, attachment, so many attachments. So all right, you're attached, you make a big bungalow, you work very hard, and you're attached, and you don't care for Krishna, right? You don't care for God. Do any nonsense you like. But that attachment for the bungalow will result, okay, in your next life, you take birth in that bungalow as Chua. You can be in your bungalow, but as a Chua, if you're lucky, maybe cockroach. So how to be protect oneself from attachments, right? To realize that that bungalow is not my bungalow, it belongs to Krishna. It's not, you know, Agarwal Niwas or Shah Niwas or Garudiya Niwas. It's Shamsundar Niwas. Right? Shamsundar Niwas. Damodar Niwas. Radha Rasvihari Niwas. And who am I? Uska Das. Then Krishna will notice, Krishna will protect, Krishna will guide us back home, back to Godhead. And then this life will become successful. This is the meaning of this verse. Are there any questions? Yes. You can ask question. Anyone can ask a question. Don't feel afraid. Don't come up to me after the class and say, I have a question. You ask the question now. Everybody will hear. Everyone can be benefited by hearing your question. Don't be afraid.
Hare Krishna, Babaji. I have one question related to anxiety. If you are connected with your family members and if they are get tensed, so how we can manage that thing that we think about Krishna and we will balance the thing? Means that thing struck in your mind at that time.
See, sometimes they get tense because you're tense. They give you tension. You give them tension. You become free from tension, then they won't be tense. We have to be introspective and work on ourselves. And how do we work on ourselves? How do we relieve our own tension? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. If we chant with attention, if we chant Krishna's name with attention, we can become free from the tension. If I'm free from the tension, chances are they'll be less tense also. Right? But the problem is, everybody's in anxiety. And they increase each other's anxiety and feed off others' anxiety. Isn't it? So nobody can be, and then they have to take one pill to sleep, another pill to work during the day, and they become addicted to all types of intoxication. Huh? But all of this can be relieved if one becomes yuktaha karma phalam. Offer the result. We have this tongue. It can do two things, taste and vibrate. Taste Krishna prasadam. vibrate the holy name of Krishna, chant with attention, and your anxiety will be relieved. Practical, very practical thing. Right? Krishna says, you will be able to experience yourself. Chant. Chant with attention. Chant with sincerity. And see the result.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. So as you were mentioning about Arjuna's example, that he was in a householder, he had wives, and so he is a real sadhu because he was working for Krishna. So many times when we go out for preaching or book distribution, people give us this example that Arjuna did not leave family, why you left family? So how do we answer these people that what we have, the path we have taken to is real?
Yes, Arjuna did not leave his family. Why did you leave your family? You never left your family. You tell them, I never left my family. How I left my family? My family is still there, right? I'm doing the best seva for my family. Better than you can ever do for your family. Why? I'll tell you. Prahlad, he saw Lord Nrisimhadev, he was very angry. Very angry. Killed Hiranyakasipu, tore him apart, killed all his soldiers. All the demigods, they were thinking, are they? He'll destroy the whole universe. Right? What to do? They put forward Prahlad. And by Prahlad's interacting, Lord Nrisimhadev became pacified. And Lord Nrisimhadev said, take some benediction. What did Prahlad say? Oh yeah, give me a Mercedes, I'll take you. No, he never said that. He never said it. He said, my dear Lord, since we're not like a kiranwala, right? Take something, give something. Since we're chanting your holy name, we're not at all interested in anything. Only your seva. But he insisted. So then, because the Lord insisted, he said, okay, you please deliver my demoniac father. That is, father tried to kill him so many ways. But still Prahlad's thinking, you saved my father. Right? And what did Lord Nrisimhadev say? He said, hey, don't worry. You're 14 generations ahead, 14 generations behind. All are liberated by your devotional service. Okay? So by rendering devotional service, you can deliver all your forefathers, your parents, all your brothers and sisters by devotion. Tell me, what better seva is that?
Well, they say, can't you do bhakti by being married? Why did you choose?
Yes, you can do bhakti by being married. But you ask them, why I should take that headache? When you're single already, there's mind. You have to deal with your own mind, your own senses, right? Problem. Now you imagine, you're married. Another mind, another set of senses you have to deal with. It doesn't stop there. Then you have child, another mind, another set of senses. Really complicated. Really complicated. You have one mother, you have one father, you get married, you have another mother, you have another father, in-laws. It just goes on expanding. And you work your whole life, you raise your children, and you think, now, my children, the nest is empty, now I'll do bhakti. Right? And your children come with their children and say, "Arey dada, thoda bahar jayega, dekh lena." So you ask them, if I can avoid that, if I can not enter into household life, I'm saved so much time that I can devote to Krishna. Right? You can tell them.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. So here Krishna is telling about that we should work for the pleasure of Krishna, and if we don't work, then that will be entangled us in this material world. So when we come to Krishna consciousness and practicing devotional service, initially our when we take up some services, and initially it looks like we are doing for Krishna, but over a period of time it becomes that it is me who is doing this thing and it is mine, and the people who are means under me and like that. So my pleasure and the pleasure of the followers becomes the center, not the pleasure of Krishna. So then how we can understand it is service to Krishna or not?
That's why one needs proper guidance. What is proper service to Krishna? That's why Krishna advises in the Bhagavad Gita, Tadvidhi pranipatena priprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatadarshana. By proper guidance, we can understand what is proper service to Krishna. You can chant, but you should chant properly, right? And the spiritual master gives that kind of guidance, how to chant, how to serve Krishna properly. What are the things that you should do? So we should always be under guidance. And then we can know that what we're doing is service to Krishna. Just like if you want to become a doctor, then you have to be under another doctor who knows the medical profession, and you learn. Same way, you become guided by advanced devotees, and then you will make progress. Okay? But if you don't have association with devotees, then it's not possible. It's not possible to become Krishna conscious at all unless you have association. Any other questions?
Hare Krishna. Ruji, I am doing particular service according to my choice.
According to?
My choice. For
what, choice, your choice.
Whatever likes me. So what is the problem in it? Is it right?
No problem. If it's something that you like to do, do it for Krishna. Some people like to paint. They know painting. They're artists. So they make paintings of Krishna. Some persons have an ability to write. So they write about Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's philosophy. They can write something and use that talent in the service of Krishna. So if there's something you like to do, then dovetail that propensity in the service of Krishna.
If it is not authorized, then?
Well, don't. If you do things that are not authorized, then the result will be, again, anxiety. You'll be in anxiety. Everything should be authorized.
So, if we are doing services whole day, according to authority. But if sometimes for my pleasure, if I add some extra service, whatever likes me.
No problem. What's the problem? If you can amongst the other, all the things that you're doing, if you can also do something extra that you like to do for Krishna, can do it. That would be nice. Krishna will appreciate it, right?
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, you were talking about practicing in the association of devotees, which is very important. So many people may say that we will take books at our home and then we can associate with Srila Prabhupada through his books. So will it work, and what is the problem with that? If it is not?
Well, can you be Krishna conscious simply by reading Prabhupada's books? Is that the question?
And will that count as association with the pure devotee association?
Well, it can work sometimes. In other words, if the atmosphere is conducive, it may work. But if the atmosphere is not conducive, it may not work. It depends upon the persons that you are with.
He's with Prabhupada.
You may want to read Prabhupada's books, but if you're in a situation where the other persons are not interested and they don't want to read, then that can affect you. Right? You may lose your interest also by that association. Just like persons who drink, if you associate with them, chances are you'll also drink by their association. In the same way, persons that are not interested in Krishna consciousness, that are not yuktaha, that are ayuktaha, they can affect your consciousness. Therefore, Rupa Goswami explains in the Upadeshamrita that you should satsang. You should have satsang and asatsang tyag. Avoid the association of those that are interested in sense gratification. Some persons think sense gratification is the goal of life. They're asatsanga. And as much as possible, we should avoid asatsanga. Now, someone might say, well, they tell us, go out and meet the non-devotees and try to preach to them. What about that? Yeah, but you're not taking their sangha. You're giving the sangha. You're giving them satsanga. They want to talk about the movies and the cricket and all nonsense, but you go out and tell them about Krishna. So you're giving them association. Advanced devotees, they give association. They don't take asat sangha, even though they meet asat people that are interested in sense gratification, but they give them Krishna consciousness.
Prabhuji, can I say something regarding this question?
Sure, why not?
I would like to share my experience, because we met a couple of people like this during book distribution and online preaching. Those who are fanatics, and they say we associate with Prabhupada directly by reading books, we don't need to come to the society. So their statement is self-contradictory, because so many places Prabhupada talks about devotee association, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke about devotee association, and everywhere an entire Vaishnava Siddhanta association is so much emphasized. So by just saying that we are associating with Prabhupada, they're trying to defeat, they're trying to say that Prabhupada did wrong by creating society. His entire life he worked so hard to make a congregation of devotees where they can come together, chant, dance, read about the Lord and discuss. When they say we'll just
what
read the
they're
book.
Saying is this: we don't need association. We can stay at home and read the books, and in private do all nonsense, watch TV, watch some movies, Netflix. There's one pujari in Hobolam. His father was pujari, his grandfather was pujari, and he's also pujari, Nrisingadev. 6 hours a day puja, but he's addicted to Netflix. Every day, 3 hours, he has to watch Netflix. Hopelessly addicted. Even though he's worshiping Nrisingadev, right? So how much a Sangha is important? Tell me. Very important. You can go to the ashram here and watch Netflix for 3 hours a day. Not possible. Somebody will say something. Are you in Maya, Prabhu? Right? That is satsanga. They'll help you. They won't allow you to spoil your Krishna consciousness. Right? So it's an excuse for sense gratification. Srila Prabhupada said, anyone who thinks that they can become Krishna conscious outside the Krishna consciousness movement is living in a great illusion. Moha. Moha. It's that simple. The Krishna consciousness movement. Be Krishna conscious. Chant 16 rounds and follow the regulated principles. Read Srila Prabhupada's books. And whoever you meet, wherever you go, ask, tell them about Krishna. Any other questions? In the back, any questions in the back? Ladies, any questions? Don't be afraid, don't be embarrassed. Anybody have a question?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for class. So my question is that Sanatan Goswami had a touchstone, Paras Pathar, and he threw it in garbage. So he could use that touchstone for Krishna's services. So what is lesson behind this for us?
Shri Shri Radha, Rasmi Hari Gornitai Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki. Actually, that story is there for neophyte persons so they can come to Krishna consciousness. If Sanatan Goswami had a touchstone, he wouldn't keep it in the garbage. He would use it in the service of Krishna. But for the benefit of neophytes, that story is there. Just like Prabhupada. Prabhupada was told about one Mayavadi sannyasi, and people were offering him money. And the Mayavadi was, his picture came in the newspaper that he was rejecting that money. And Prabhupada said, you can take our picture like this. Because we're taking the money for Krishna. Taking the money for Krishna's seva. Okay? No artificial display of renunciation. How you can renounce? You can't renounce what you don't own. You can't renounce. You don't own it. It's not yours. How are you renouncing? Real renunciation. Yukta vairagya. Nirbandha Krishna sambandhe yuktam vairaga uchite. Is to know that everything belongs to Krishna and everything should be engaged in Krishna's service. Everyone is an eternal spirit soul. They're meant to be with Krishna in Vrindavan. They're simply wasting their time in this material world, right? Like children in an elevator. Sometimes they're in Swargaloka, sometimes in Patalaloka. You know, the kids are playing in a lift, up, down, up, down. And the devotee comes and says, hey, idha masti mat karo. We remind them, don't waste your time. Take this prasadam. Take the holy name. Chant Hare Krishna. And they can start their journey back home, back to Godhead. That's the business of the devotees. They have a responsibility. They've been given such a nice thing. Krishna's holy name, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's seva, Radha Rasbihari's seva, all wonderful gifts from Srila Prabhupada. But you have to repay. You have to give the dakshin. Just like you take from Guru knowledge, you have to give dakshin. And that dakshin is to spread the knowledge, to give to others. And when you give, you get more and more. More realizations, more, satisfaction when you give to others. It's so important. Is that okay? Okay, Hare Krishna. Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki.